We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on page 64. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Lahosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. There are those who say that you have to add on from the weekday to Shabbos. You have to take in Shabbos early, Tosefa Shabbos. Uzman Tosefa Zehu Mitchilas Hashkia. And the time of this addition that you are adding on to Shabbos is from the beginning of Shkia, which is when She'ein HaShemesh Nireis Al Ha'aretz, from the time that the sun can no longer be seen on the earth, Ad Zman Bein HaShmashos, until the time of Bein HaShmashos. V'Hazman HaZeh, this time is Shu Shlosha Milin Urevia. It's the time it takes to walk 3 mil and a quarter. Each meal is 18 minutes, so 3 meal is 54 minutes, a quarter of a meal is 4 and a half minutes. Altogether, it would be 58 and a half minutes after sunset. Rotzo la soso kulo tosefes osef. One wants to make all 58 and a half minutes into Tosefes Shabbos, he can. Rotzo la sos mimenu miktsas osef. One who wants to make only a little bit as Tosefes Shabbos, he can as well. Ubelvad she Yosef eizes man she yiyah vada yom mechol al hakodesh. As long as he adds on some time where it's vadai day, it's for sure not Shabbos, it's not Vein HaShmashos, it's for sure Friday, and he adds on from Friday to Shabbos. That's where we'll stop in this shir in the Mechaber, and now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins on page 64 at the last line, Sifkot and Yutes. We said there are those who say, Shetzarach lehosef mechol ala kodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bein v'chnisaso, bein v'yitziaso. This is true both going into Shabbos and going out of Shabbos. U'kedi'isu l'kamon b'simen reish tzadi gimel sef aleph ayin shom. As we'll see, there's an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos on the ending part of Shabbos as well. And let's see in note number 18 where he brings down the Shulchan Aruch from over there. Shom kosev al Shulchan Aruch shatzarach lihizor milasos melocha ad shiyiru shlosha kolchavim ketanim etzufim. The Mechaber says over there that one has to be careful not to do melocha after Shabbos until he sees three small stars that are consecutive. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there shatzarach shiyiru retzufim mishum din tosefes Shabbos. Really, to end Shabbos, three stars is enough. They don't have to be consecutive. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber requires the consecutive stars because of the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. V'lachin, therefore, im roeh shloshah kochavim she'einim retzufim, if one sees three stars but they're not consecutive, yochol lahamtim me'at b'shvil Tosefes Shabbos v'yamutar b'malacha. He can wait a little bit for Tosefes Shabbos and he can already do malacha. But we see there's a concept of adding kedusha not only to the beginning, also to the end. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on the top line of page Lamed Gimel. Ve'ein al hazman hazeh lo lav lo kares. In terms of doing malacha during the zman of Tosefes Shabbos, there is no lav, there is no kares. Ki im mitzvas aseh min haTorah. What there is a mitzvas aseh midaraisa. V'alfinam b'gemara Rosh Hashanah daf tes. Midiksiv b'yom haKippur. It is learned out from a pasuk that we see by Yom Kippur. Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, V'inisim asnash osechim b'tisho lachodesh b'erev mi'erev ad erev tishbesu shabbatchem. It says, one, you should afflict your souls the ninth of the month in the evening, from evening to evening. So V'amin, the Gemara says, yochol b'tisho misanim. It sounds from the pasuk that you're fasting on the ninth of the month, because it says, V'inisim asnash osechim b'tisho lachodesh. So tamalomar b'erev. Therefore the Torah writes afterwards, b'erev. But if you just had ba'erev, yochol mishatech shach, I would think it only starts after dark. Tamalomer batisha, therefore it says the ninth. Haketzad, how do you work out these two things? On the one hand it says the ninth, and on the other hand it says ba'erev. So maschil umisana mibod yom kedei lahosef mechol ala kodesh. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, you start the affliction, you start the fast, while it is still day of the ninth, in order to add on to the kedusha. You also add on to Yom Kippur at the end, because the pasuk goes on to say, from evening to evening. The fact that the pasuk at the end says, you should rest on your Shabbos. We learn out that any place that it says Shavos, kemo Shabbos v'yomtov, like Shabbos and Yomtov, gam kein tzarach lehosif v'lishbos me'malacha. We learn out that you also have to add on and rest from malacha. Uzman Tosefes Hu Al Korcha Kodem Ben Hashmoshos. And the time of the Tosefes Shabbos must be before Ben Hashmoshos. To be Ben Hashmoshos Hu Sofek Shema Hu Laila. Because Ben Hashmoshos might be Laila. The Chayiv Alea Oshem Tolui. Since it's a Sofek, you would be Chayiv and Oshem Tolui in that time. Velo Tzorach Krolo Sofek. And we would not need a Pasuk to add on that you can't do Malacha during Ben Hashmoshos because there's a Tzad that it's already nighttime. And therefore, the Pasuk that teaches us the concept of Tosefes Kedusha has to be talking about adding on to when it is Vada Yom. Now, before we go on in the Mishnah Berurah, let's just see the Bir Halacha back to page 64. We'll jump around a little bit in this Bir Halacha. Divrei Maskil Yesh Omrim Shetzarech. It sounds from here that only some people say it's a Yesh Omrim. So the Bir Halacha says, Noktu V'loshen Yesh Omrim Mishum Deha Rambam Cholek Al Zeh. It mentions Yesh Omrim because there are those who argue. The Rambam argues. Kamo Shemavur V'Beis Yosef, like the Beis Yosef brings down, that the Rambam holds, you don't need to do Tosefes Shabbos. The Ayin Bebir Hagra Shepose Ka Rambam. And look in the Bir Hagra where it passes like the Rambam. We'll skip the brackets, which takes us to the second to last line. Ube El Yerabba Kosa Del Inyan Dina Naktinan Ka Yesh Omrim Hazed. El Yerabba says that we pass in like this Yesh Omrim, that Tosefes Kedusha must be done. Mishum Dekol HaRishonim Sovrim came, because all the Rishonim hold this way. Now we continue on the next page, the top line. The Chain b'Shulchan Aruch l'Kamam v'Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph Sosam Kayesh Omrim Hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch later on also is so saying like this Yesh Omrim. And now we're going to skip down to the seventh line of the Bir Halacha. V'Da'od, you should know further. D'Midrabbanan Afilu L'Haramba Mitzvah L'Hosif Ma'at Mechol Ala Kodesh. Even though we said the Rambam argues with the Yesh Omrim, but some say the Rambam only argues that it's not the Oraisa, but even the Rambam holds that Midirabonon, you have to add on to Shabbos, Ukidimashmo Pshote de Lishna de Harav HaMagid Shehu Beis Yosef, like the simple reading of the Magid Mishnah that's brought in the Beis Yosef, Umash Hiksha Beis Yosef, and that which the Beis Yosef asks on him, Deimkein Lo Hayolo LaHarambam LaHashmid Din Zed de Hosafa. Then why the Rambam leave off this halacha? The Rambam doesn't mention anywhere they have to add on to the Kedusha of Shabbos. So be'emes kvar klolo b'ma shehevi dinat kiel sheyotoken be'er Shabbos. So the pshat is that really the Rambam did include it. When the Rambam talks about the tekiel sheyotoken did on Erev Shabbos, that's already talking about bringing Shabbos in early, and that's where the Rambam references the idea of Tosefes Shabbos. V'chein kosa bebir ha'gro, da'afilu la'Rambam mitzvah lo'hosif mechol ala kodesh mohodet tekiel sanal. The Gra says that, well, that we see the Rambam holds that you have to add on from chol to kodesh from this idea of the tekiels. Now we'll skip the brackets, and he says, l'fizeh, these three lines that we'll read of the Bir Halacha, we're going to have to come back to when we read the next Bir Halacha a little bit later in the shir, but we'll read it now anyway. Ulefiza, according to this, l'hagro chamer yoser gam b'inyan ze. According to the Gra, it's more machmer even l'gabe this. D'lididei mitzvah l'hosef alko parim ed'rabbanam ma'at kodem mashkiyah. That according to the Gra, there's a mitzvah to add on a little bit, even though it's only ed'rabbanam, before shkiyah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, there's no chiyuv to add on to Shabbos before Shkia. That will be understood very clearly in Mirtz Hashem later in the Shir. But for now, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We are up to Sivkot on Chof on page Lamed Gimel. So we said the Zman of this Tosefes is from the beginning of Shkia. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hudas Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyato. This is going with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We will see three Shitas in the Bir Halacha shortly, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber is going with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and those with him. The Sviru Luhu, that they hold the Shtei Shkios same, that in fact there are two Shkios. Mitchila Nichseis Hachama Meinedo Vishokas. The first is the regular Shkia, the sun is no longer seen, the sun sets. Luhanikra Tchilas Hashkia, that is called the beginning of Shkia. Vishoa Kedei Shlosha Milin Urevia Mil. And that extends for 3 mil. And a quarter mil, which is 58.5 minutes. Vadayan Yomhu, during that time, it's still considered Vada Yom. Umeoz Vahalo Maschil Ashkia Shnia. The second Shkia begins 58.5 minutes after the first Shkia. Sha'oz Maschil Lehishaka Ha'or Lagamri. That's when the light goes away totally. V'hu nikra sof ha-shkia, that's called the end of shkia. V'nimshach zmana kedei shir mahalach shloshas rivi mil. And that extends 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. Shu elef v'chamesh meos amos. The time it takes to walk, 1,500 amos. V'hu bein ha-shmashos. And that time, from the second shkia, from the shkia shnia, until Teza Kochavim, that's Bein Hashmashos. V'achakach Yotzin Shlosha Kochavim Beinunim Shehem Simen L'Laila. And then three average stars come out, that's a sign of nighttime. V'nimtza Sheladaito, and it turns out that L'fiya Benotam, Mitchilas HaShkia at Teza Kochavim Hi Arbas Milin. That from the beginning of Shkia till the end of Teza Kochavim is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. And that's the concept that we know of 72 minutes. V'ayin Mashak HaSavnu B'samuch. And look what we're going to write shortly. The Harbe Poskim Cholkim Alza. Many Poskim argue on this. The Svirlu, and they hold the Miyad Sheniskasa Hachamim Meinenu Hu Bein Hashmashos. They hold that as soon as the sun is out of our vision and the sun has set, that's already the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. Shehu Safik Yom Safik Laila. That already begins the time of Safik Yom Safik Laila. But just to focus for a moment on the Shita Rabbeinu Tam that the Mishabura tells us the Mechaber is going with, that he holds that what we call Shkia is the beginning of Shkia, and that is still Vadayom till the second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes later. Only then begins Bein Hashmashos for the next 13 and a half minutes until you get to Tzeis HaKochav, and that's when the stars come out. So you have 58 and a half minutes of Vadayom between the two Shkias, and then you have Bein Hashmashos between Shkia number 2 and Tzeis HaKochav, which is 13 and a half minutes. And therefore, the Tosefah Shabbos, as we've been discussing, has to be before Bein Hashmashos. And therefore, since Bein Hashmashos starts 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, so the Mechaber, going with this Shita Rabbeinu Tam, tells us that Tosefah Shabbos could start anywhere during those 58 and a half minutes from Shkia number 1 to Shkia number 2. You can make the whole thing Tosefah Shabbos, you can make part of it. That is the Shita of the Mechaber, and that's based on the Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see the other Shitas afterwards. Let's first complete two more Mishaburas, and then we'll see the important Bir Halacha. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sefkaton Chav Aleph, Rotza La Sosa. Again, we said, if you want, you can make all 58 and a half minutes into the Sefer Shabbos. Hainu Ayde Dibur. The way you make it into the Sefer Shabbos is through Dibur, through speech. Now, note number 28 points out, the Omnamato Sefes HaMuchuyeves Al Pidin. However, even though you have the option here of making the full Zman between Shkia 1 and Shkia 2 into the Sefer Shabbos, that's not what's absolutely required, that's optional. But there is a smaller time that's required, as we'll see later. So in note number 20, it says, Onama Tosefas HaMachuyavas Al Pidin. That Tosefas Shabbos that you required Al Pidin, so the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Machane Yisrael, Shehi Chala Me'eleha, Af Below Kabbalah. That's Chal right away, even without you making a Kabbalah. Raka Tosefas She'ena Machuyavas Al Pidin, Tuliyah B'Kabbalasso. Only the Tosefas Shabbos that's not required Al Pidin, that's totally on your Kabbalah. Many people make a mistake. They think that Shabbos is only chal through their amira, but it's not true. Even the Tosefah Shabbos that's required is chal right away. And therefore, he explains, they understand that the Chavetz Chaim over here, when he says, that's only the optional time that you're adding on beyond what is required. That has to be done through Dibur. And now we turn to page 66. That it's Ayde Dibur Shu Mekablu Olo L'Shem Tosefah Shabbos, that you accept it upon yourself, L'Shem Tosefah Shabbos, or Ayde Amiras Baruch Hu, or by answering Baruch Hu, like we'll see later in Zav Dalud. V'im Mahani Lazeh Kabbalah B'Leiv. Now does Tosefah Shabbos work if you just accept it in your heart without saying a B'Peh? So Ayin L'Kamon B'Simen Tov Reish Ches Sev Gimel B'Hagov V'Mishtavu Resham. V'ayin l'kamon b'reish tam v'gimel sevyud b'hagod d'minhagenu sha'isha hamadlekes neiros l'shabes hi mekabela shabes b'adlaka zo. And we'll see later on the Ramah tells us that our minhag is that a woman that lights neiros shabes, she's mekabel shabes with that hadlaka automatically. But let's look at note number 23, which is going on that which the Mishabura is discussing if Kabbalah B'Leiv works for Tosefah Shabbos. So the Mishabura reference halacha that we find by Tanesim. There the Ramah writes, Shekabbalah's tainus believe ain't a Kabbalah. The Ramah writes that accepting a tainus in your heart is not a Kabbalah. But the Mishabur writes that according to the Bach and the Gra, Kabbalah believe nechshavas Kabbalah. V'hosef shon, the Mishabura adds over there, Shem lo kibel as a tainus believe. They hold a Kabbalah believe works, but if you're not a Kabbalah believe, Ela shehichlet shelo yochal or hayom, you just say you're not going to eat anymore today. Ein ze choshev ki Kabbalah's tainus klal. That's not a Kabbalah's tainus. A person ate before a tainus and decided he had enough, and he decided not going to have any more, that's not a Kabbalah B'Leiv. A Kabbalah B'Leiv has to be that he actively decides he's not eating anymore. and that he's actually being mekabel atainus. V'chein mavur b'shmir Shabbos kilchasa v'mashmos divya mishavur rakan shemi shehichlet shelo lasos od malacha hayom. That one who just decides I'm not doing any malacha today, ein zeh nechshav kikabolas tosef haShabbos u'mutter b'kol. He's still mutter. So it's not enough of a kabbalah that I'm not going to eat anymore today. I'm not going to do any more malacha today. It has to be that I decided I'm being mekabel atainus. I'm being mekabel tosef haShabbos, and then according to those opinions, it will be chal. Of course, the Ramaz is the one who says that even a kabbalah believed the proper way would not be a good kabbalah whatsoever. Let's see one more mishabura over here, and that is the mishabura in Sivkot on Chav Beis. We ended off the mechaber, and we said that you could choose to do all 58 and a half minutes, or you could do less than that, as long as you add a little time, which is vada yom from Chol Al Kodesh. Says the mishabura v'lo sagi b'hosafa kol shehu. It's not enough to have a kol shehu of addition to Shabbos. Elo shetzarach tzasios, you need a little more than that. V'shira tosefes in bein hashmoshos b'yachad ole kimat chatzi sho'a. And the shira the tosefes with bein hashmoshos together, with the 13 and a half minutes of bein hashmoshos, and the zman of tosefes Shabbos is around a half an hour. So if we look in the Bir Halacha over here on page 66, by the wide lines, the second wide line, Eiz Hazman, it says, I am a mishabura shekasavna de lo sagi v'chuli. So look at the mishabura, we just said it's not enough a kol shehu. V'chein kosav ha-rosh beitza perak ha-mevi, v'hu v'es Yosef. V'kosav ha-poskim de lo isbari shir min ha-gemara. The shir is not clear from the Gemara how much the Sefer Shabbos is. V'nira de al-koponim u'pachos me'kidei gimel rivei mil. V'zak de b'ralach, it appears that at the very least, the minimum is less than 3/4 of a mil, less than 13 and a half minutes. Why is that? The Ilav Hochi Yeshar Kushas Tosas Rosh Hashanah Dav Tesam and Aleph the Ramaskal of Rabbi Akiva. Because otherwise we'll be left with the question that Tosas asks in Rosh Hashanah and Dav Tes. And he ends off and says, Lochein Sosamti B'Mishavura Kachayodim. Therefore I was sosing like the Chayodim. So the Zman of Bein Hashmoshos is 13 and a half minutes, and the Zman of Tosef HaShabbos is not more than 13 and a half minutes. You add it together, it's somewhere in the range of 26, 27 minutes, or a little bit less than that. So that's why he brings a Chayodim that says it's about a half an hour. What is this discussion in Tosas in Rosh Hashanah? So if you turn the next page on the bottom, in note number 30, Ubir Dvarav, Shatosas Shom Hikshu, the explanation of this Bir Halacha is that Tosas there has the following kasha. Madua Amru Shiyom HaKippurim Sveiko Oser. Why did we need the Gemara to tell us that in Yom Kippur, Bein Hashmoshos, which is the Zman of Savik, is Oser? And also by Shabbos, Savik HaShecha is Oser to light candles. Harafilu Im Hoyo Sveiko Mutter. Even if the Savik will be Mutter, Gam Kein Hoyo Oser Lasas Ben Melocha Mishut Tosef HaShabbos. V'Yom Tov, it would still be Oser because of Tosef HaShabbos and Tosef HaYantav. V'Afilu Hoyo Vadayom, even if it was Vadayom. Kol Shekein Begein Hashmoshos. So Tosas Kashi is, why do I need the Gemara to tell me that this man of Safek Yom, Safek Laila is going to be Aser? Anyway, even if it would be Mutter, I would have to ask for him, he didn't Tosef HaShabbos. And Tosas answers, Shekevan Shedai B'Tosef HaShabbos. Since Tosef HaShabbos could be a very small amount, Lachein Ilu Hoya Sveika Mutter, if the Safek would be Mutter, Lohoya Nasser Kol Ben Hashmoshos B'Asiyas Malacha. The whole Ben Hashmoshos wouldn't be Aser B'Asiyas Malacha. And therefore, the Tosas answer to hold, it has to be that the Zman of Bein Hashmoshos, which is 13 and a half minutes, and Tosef HaShabbos has to be less than that. Because Tosas says the reason why we have to have, besides Bein Hashmoshos being Aser, and having Tosef HaShabbos, we need the extra time of Bein Hashmoshos being Aser, because Tosef HaShabbos is less than the 13 and a half minutes of Bein Hashmoshos. That's what told the Bir Halacha, that Bein Hashmoshos, which is 13 and a half minutes, we have to have Tosef HaShabbos less than 13 and a half minutes. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense that why we need a concept of the Gemara telling me that Safek HaShecha is going to be Aser. Even if it wouldn't be Aser, it's Aser anyway, midin Tosef HaShabbos. So it must be Tosef HaShabbos is less than 13 and a half minutes. That is the Pshat in this Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Eiz Hazman. And now we have to go back to the Ikar Bir Halacha over here, which really brings down the three Shitas. One we saw so far was Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll have to see the Gra and the Urayim as well. And let's just see Divra Maskil Mitchilas Hashkia, which is on page Lamed Gimel, about 6 lines up before the lines get wide. 7 lines up, Mitchilas Hashkia. Says the Bir Halacha, Tam L'Kolzeh, the three Shitas come out from the following Gemara. We have a Stira seemingly in Gemara between Pesachim and Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim says, the east of the Gemara Pesachim, Tzadi Dalad, the Mishkiya Sachama Atzesa Gochavim Shir Dalad Milin. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that from Shkia to Tzes is 4 mil, is 72 minutes. Ubishabis Isa, the Mishkiya Sachama Maslu Ben Ashmashos. The Gemara in Shabbos that says, from Shkia starts Ben Ashmashos. V'omar Sham, the Mesha Ben Ashmashos, plus a Rivi Mil. And it says there Ben Ashmashos is 13 and a half minutes. And then it says a kochavim. V'aminon sham de gimel kochavim beinonim havei laila. Three average stars is night. Imkein kasha adadi. Therefore, we have a stira. One gemara tells us that between shkia and says a kochavim is 4 mil or 72 minutes, and then another one tells us that between shkia and says a kochavim is going to be 3/4 of a mil. So, which one is it? Is it 4 mil? Is it 3/4 of a mil? And therefore, we have two basic mahalchim over here. We have one is Rabbeinu Tam and one is the Gra. The Rabbeinu Tam we already spoke out. The Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik between two shkias. So, the Gemara Pesachim that says that between shkia and seis is 4 mil is talking about the beginning of shkia. The beginning of shkia until says a kochavim is in fact going to be 4 mil, 72 minutes. The Gemara in Shabbos that says that between shkia and seis is going to be 3/4 of a mil, that's the second shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the first shkia. And between the second shkia and Sezer Gochavim, that's Ben Ashmashos, and that in fact is 13 and a half minutes. That is how Rabbeinu Tam answers this kasha. And if you look in the fourth wide line, right in the middle, the Bir Halacha says, Avla Groza Cholek al Shita Zo, the Gra argues on the Shita, the Herich Bekama Rayos de Shkia Sachama Shebeshabbos Lein Ben Ashmashos Ugamkein Hascholas Hashkia Kimo Shkia Sachama Shebesachim Sham. Zot the Gra, he brings many Rayos that Shkia Sachama in the Gemara in Shabbos and Shkia Sachama in the Gemara in Pesachim is the same. There's no such concept of two Shkias like Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. Umiyar achar shkias guf hashemesh maskel ben hashmashos alibud Rabbi Yehuda the pasuk Rabbi Yochanan kavasi lechomer b'shabes sham, and zok the gura ben hashmashos starts immediately after the initial shkia, which is only shkia. Umeshas ma ben hashmashos gimel revimil. So shkia is when the sun starts to set, and 3/4 of a mil after that is ben hashmashos. So we have between shkia and say it's 13 and a half minutes. And the way the Gura wants to answer the stira between Shabbos and Pesachim is as follows. I will speak it out. And that is that the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Shabbos, let's begin with the Gemara in Shabbos first. The Gemara in Shabbos that says it's 3/4 of a mil between Shkia and Tzeis Gochavim, that's the Pasha, like the Gura said, that from Shkia until Tzeis is Ben Ashmashos, that is 13 and a half minutes, and that's when 3 stars come out. And the Gemara Pesachim that says between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil, that's a different Tzeis HaKochavim. It's not Tzeis HaKochavim, the 3 stars that come out, that rather that Tzeis HaKochavim that all the stars come out. And therefore, it's not a stira between Shabbos and Pesachim, but not because he's going to be mechalek like Rabbeinu Tam between two Shkias, rather he's going to be mechalek between 2 Tzeis HaKochavims. And the real Tzeis HaKochavim, which is the 3 stars, that's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That's the 3/4 of a mil. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim that says between Shkia and Seis is 4 mil. That's between Shkia and all the stars coming out. That is how the Gra answers this stira. And then the Gra writes, 9 lines down from the wide lines in the middle. U'b'medinosenu shenote yoser l'tzofon mis'arech yoser. Even though he says in the Gemara in Shabbos that between Shkia and Seis is 3/4 of a mil, but in our countries, which is more north, that time gets extended. And therefore, the ending time of Ben Ashmashos is pushed off. In our region, we don't have a set time from the Gemara. The Gemara was only discussing in Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. And it's all dependent on what we see. When we see 3 average stars. And since we're not experts at knowing when the Beinonim are there, we have to wait for small stars.
Again, according to the Gra, from Shkia, the initial Shkia, that is regular Ben Ashmashos.
He brings many other poskim who go like this Gra. Now we're going to skip down a little more.
to Vihine. The last word on the line is Vihine. Vihine Lamaisa Vivada Tsarch Lizar Kadasa Gra Zakt the Biralocha, for sure, Lamaisa, you have to be Machmir and careful like the Gra. Vahabi Minarishon Vaposkmanal. And all the other poskim that go with the gra, meaning the miyad achar aschalas hashkia, the right after shkia, haynu mishah shacham in the skasa meinenu, when the second the sun is no longer visible, who iser gomer shalul asas malacha, malacha becomes aser immediately. The chas v'shom l'hakel bazed who suffik iser skila das kolani rab vasa, that would be a suffik iser skila chas v'shom to do malacha then. V'la'dafkel in Shabbos, who had in all other dinim as well. Now we skip to the next line, Vida. The last run line by the period is Vida. The Besefer Yireim L'Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. This is the third shita, the most machmir shita. Hechmir Od Yoser L'Inyin Aschalos Ben Hashmoshos. He's machmir even more. We have so far, Rabbeinu Tam says that Ben Hashmoshos begins 38 and a half minutes after Shkia. We have the Gra that says Ben Hashmoshos begins at Shkia. Now we have the Yireim who says Ben Hashmoshos starts even earlier, even before Shkia. The Svirla, he holds the Ben Hashmoshos Maschel Gimme Rivi Mil Kodem Maschalos Ashkia. He holds that Ben Hashmoshos begins 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. Vehuvu Dvara Baguda of Mordechai. The Ayin Bebach Sheheroch Bazev, that is Yeshu Zor Lachachilu Rosh Hashirim. The Bach brings down that Lachachilu one should be Machmir like the Yireim. The Hevi Shechein Hoya Minok Hakilos Meoz. The Ayin Mogan Avram Shevi Gamkin is Divrei Habach, Umash Minish Lachum Rechoshel Divrei Habach. Sounds from the Mogan Avram that he was Machmir also like the Bach who was Machmir with the Yireim. Achein HaGura Docho Shidas HaReim Hanal. But the Gura pushes off the sheet of the Yireim. The Ayin B'Sefer say there's manam hashakosu b'feres divi ha-re'im u'mikomakom l'chadchila b'vadar tolocho shludivi ha-re'im. L'chadchila, it's for sure good to be machmir for the re'im u'lahaktim ma'at yoser ba'adlokas neiros kadei lotes gam shitaso. And therefore one should ideally light before 13 and a half minutes before Shkia to be machmir for his shita of Ben Hashmoshosh, which is from 13 and a half minutes before Shkia till Shkia. Like we'll see in the Mishabura, Mir Tashem in the next year in Sivkot Nachav Gimel. We'll stop here, and Mir Tashem will continue in the next year, but let's just end off with a quick summary of the three shitas of Ben Hashmashas. We have Avinu Tam who says from 15 and a half minutes after Shkia for the next 13 and a half minutes. We have the shita of the Gura, which is from Shkia for the next 13 and a half minutes, and we have the Shita of the Yireim, which is from 13 and a half minutes before Shkia until Shkia. Those are the three Shitas of what Ben Hashmoshos is. We'll see more about this in Rish Hashem as we complete the Sif in the next year.